Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on. Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's how we do it.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Thursday night footy.
Yes, indeed. Round number 9. Hello, everybody. We're live at a Coors Stadium. Good game. South Sydney versus Brisbane. And on a very pleasant night in Sydney, temperatures are starting to drop, but it's been mid-20s and winter is seemingly a bit far away. So should have a good game tonight. I don't know if we're going to get a massive crowd, which is a real shame because it would be the night that South Sydney fans would welcome back Adam Reynolds and Benji Marshall, one of South Sydney's greatest sons.
Oh, wow. 1 year. I don't know about that.
Well, you were nearly a premiership player.
Well,
that would have been...
just the fill-in.
I think you're a touch more than that. I think the South Sydney fans, well, the ones that are here, will actually be very accommodating to Reynolds. There's not going to be a boo anywhere to be seen. And it is a bummer it's a Thursday because they probably would have got 25 on a Friday night and it would have been adulation.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. Well, big story. Adam Reynolds returning first time against his old club back in Sydney. And last year, the fans never really got an opportunity to send Adam Reynolds off because the grand final was in Queensland. So I think it'll be a nice moment where the fans might give him a bit of a round of applause. And I know probably a lot of them are probably still wishing he was still at South Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's had a great season at the Broncos so far and about to see what he can do against his old team tonight.
And Wendell Sully, you had this experience, different circumstances because there was a few years between it, but what was it like for you when you're playing in the Red V and you went back? Did you play in Brisbane?
Yeah. I played Brisbane a couple of times. It was very hard to go back and play against a club that give you an opportunity. But you know, the Dragons gave me a lifeline. I had a couple of years there. It was very different. The fans were a bit mixed. Some of them booed me. Some of them cheered for me. Mate, I'm thinking, why wouldn't you cheer me? I bought you 3 premierships back in the day. Maybe on the back of Langer and Walters and all these guys.
Nah, it was all you.
Nah, of course it was. But it was great to go back, and you know, I respect both Dragons fans and the Broncos.
Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you're a winger. This is a different circumstance. Was it hyped as much? And it had been a few years between you'd gone to rugby.
Been a naughty boy, been out.
Well, I understand, but it was like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I don't imagine there was the hype around your return than there has been for this game. This has been the only thing that's been talked about in relation to this contest.
Well, this is different because 95% of South Sydney fans wanted to keep Adam Reynolds. Adam Reynolds wanted to stay, but obviously he only got offered a year. The Broncos, you know, they offered him a couple, 3 or 4 years, and he's happy now. I read a nice article about him saying that, you know, it's a bit of a godsend for him and his family, so the kids love it there. And when he moved up there, I sent him a message going, mate, you'll love Brisbane, Brisbane will love you.
I thought, Benji, the best advertisement for the Queensland clubs the last couple of years was all the football up there and the camps and the hubs and, you know, blokes that have lived in Sydney all their life or in Melbourne or in Canberra could think, geez, you know what? Queensland's not a bad joint to live at in the middle of winter.
Absolutely. It's the best winter I ever had. Let me tell you, playing golf till 6 p.m. every night and it's nice and warm, the lights out, no daylight savings there. So that was great. And you know, a lot of the guys, especially moving there last year, like a lot of the South boys along the beach at the Gold Coast, a lot of the Melbourne boys were down the sunny coast and all the rest of the boys were in Brisbane. But I think understanding what it's like to live there for a lot of them was a great advertisement. And, you know, Adam Reynolds took it up. He bought massive lands out in the bush about 40 minutes out of Brisbane on a mansion almost as big as Wendell's house.
Oh, please, I don't think so.
He returns, and we'll hear from Adam in just a moment. But the teams, Souths have made some changes. No Tom Burgess. We're endeavouring to find out why. We don't think he's been dropped. There must be an injury there. Tane Milne returns to the team. He was suspended last week, wasn't he? Josh Mansour drops out of the side. So Davey Mowali goes into the starting front row position. And the bench, the number 15, Hame Sele, is out. Was it last week he had the head knock? Or the week before? Okay, well, he's out. So Trent Peoples will make his debut, 23-year-old from Queensland. No, from Campbelltown, my apologies. 23-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't say that to him.
No. He's from Campbelltown boy, and he will back rower, isn't he?
Yeah, back rower. He's actually a really good kid. Danny, he come and trained with us last season as a reserve grader and came up with the boys, and I used to call him Test Match because he's one of those kids at training who goes hardest, when it's just touch, he'd tackle you and put it on you, but some of the best players train like that.
I hope this is not a late decision because you want, obviously, him to know so he can tell you.
No, he knew.
Yeah,
he
I was going to say, that's good.
He knew during the week, but, they like to keep it a little bit low-key.
Yes, they should.
Take the pressure off. But his family knew.
As long as the family knows.
Yeah, they did a presentation for him.
Brisbane 1-2-17, but, of course, no Kurt Capel and, well, more importantly, no Payne Haas. So Carrigan and Jensen will be the front row tonight. Carrigan returning, but big shoes to fill. Well, Adam Reynolds has been talking, and he's been talking quite openly about, well, the disappointing circumstances in which he was forced to leave South Sydney. He gave a feature interview to Fox, and here is a little snippet of that.
I still don't know the exact reason why it was only 1 year. There was talks around it being on the back of GI and Semi getting injured with long-term deals, and look, the club's got to look after themselves. But I always said to South it wasn't about the dollars or anything. It was about the number of years. And I had a meeting with someone from the club, and they basically told me that they'd get me on for a year and look at getting me to another club. So from that moment on, I pretty much knew that I was done with South. I still had a season to play out, and I was pretty upfront with the senior players there, Cody Walker, Damien Cook, and they were really supportive of my decision that I was going to make, and I've still got no hard feelings against the club. I've met a lot of great people at that club and got my opportunity to play first grade there. So, very honoured to have worn that jersey, and, something I'll cherish forever.
That's the first time I've heard that. I can believe it when he says, I haven't got anything against the club, but you can hear the hurt there.
Yeah, everything he's done has been for that club. He grew up there, and I know his family love the Bunnies. But, sometimes, the clubs look to move on, and, Benji was there with him. And, mate, Adam Reynolds is everything good about rugby league. Good family man, grew up being a Bunny. I know when I worked with Maroon, he just loves his dad. And, it's footy sometimes, it's business. Benji knows this. Sometimes you've got to move on. But I would love to see Adam Reynolds stay there. But for a Broncos man, I'm happy they got him.
Yeah, well, one of the things, Dal, that being in the inner sanctum last year was I'd always offer myself up to have conversations with the players if they ever needed advice or just someone to talk to. And Adam used to talk to me quite often. And when he found out that news about 1 year and then find you another club, that really hurt him, because he wanted to spend the rest of his career at South Sydney. He wanted to finish here. And I think when he had that opportunity taken away from him, he just made a decision in his head that it was going to be about his family from now on, and he's not going to let it affect his footy. And as a player, that's hard to do.
Do you think, and it's hard to speak for him, I know you're reasonably close to him, if they'd come back, South had gone, we made a mistake.
100%.
He
stays.
We'll give you two. Oh, so he hadn't shut the door to he'd moved on.
Moved on mentally, because that sort of thing can affect your season. And
100%.
We were going on a season where we won 20 out of 22.
That's it, yeah.
So he didn't let it affect the way he was playing, and he knew he had to find form to sign another deal.
And I would think, Del, the Broncos, pretty happy with what he's delivered so far. He's been everything that has been promised.
He's been great. He missed the first game, but he hasn't missed a beat. He's brought a real professionalism. You saw him train with the young players there. They love him at the club. He's got that cheeky personality, so he just reminds me of Alan Langer, I used to love watching his Instagram posts with South and that, but even there, he's fit in just perfectly. So, and everyone that I speak to around the Broncos, whether it's Alan Langer or Kevy and that, they love him.
He's not that guy, though, Dan. He'll go and grab the kids and say, let me show you this.
Yeah.
What he'll do is he'll be the last person on the field training.
Yes.
And he'll be going through his paces, and they'll come and watch and then join and follow what he does.
Right.
He's that type of leader. He's not the one who's going to say, make sure you come with me.
Yeah,
he does this. He leads by actions, and the rest just follow what he does.
So with perspective of 8 games, and that's all it is, and Reynolds has been pretty damn good, both teams are, 4-4,
Yep.
In fairness, the kid Ilias has done some nice things as well, and you can see there's a future player. There is a future there. There's no question about that.
What's he played? 9 games.
Yeah.
That's people expected him to just fill those shoes and be Adam Reynolds straight away, and you know what? He's done a pretty fair job of it. Out of all their spine, he's probably been the most consistent.
Yeah.
And for me, to be a kid coming through and to have that sort of pressure on your shoulders and have to stand up and deliver as a halfback in your side, It's a lot of pressure.
South, you believe, would have no regrets about the move they've made?
No, I don't think so. And they're not that type of club. They make the decisions and move on, you know. And I think with all the guys that they got coming through, well, there's news around that they might have signed Cody Nikurima for the rest of the year, yeah, who could fill that role, you know, after they lost Anthony Milford with his court case and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I think they'll be pretty happy with their decision at the moment.
So, okay, so Nikurima, where does he fit in once Latrell Mitchell comes back? The assumption was Taff goes to 14. You've got a 6 in Walker, obviously. I wouldn't have thought Ilias was under the pump, but I don't know. They might be fighting for a spot in the finals, but where does Nikurima fit into all this?
Well, it'll be for depth, right? And Nikurima covers all positions as a 14. He covers 9. He can play in the middle. He can play in the halves. He can play fullback. So, you know, Taff probably only gives you backline coverage. So they might have to make a decision there. But also, like, with kids who come through first grade, and Lockie just come off major back surgery in the off season, so they probably don't expect him to play every game this season. There might be an opportunity to give him 1 or 2 weeks rest here and there throughout the season, which I know they probably will. So he'll be handy for that period.
All right. What we might do, we'll take a break. We've got to get our odds from our man at Ladbrokes, Tommy Hackett, and get you ready for this game and the rest of the weekend. And, as usual, plenty of news about in rugby league. Triple M rocking Thursday night football. We do it for SwiftX Prime Time. Buy, sell, and earn crypto with SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back, everybody. Wendell Saylor, Benji Marshall, Dan Ganona, and just storming in here, just pushing people out of the way to get a seat. Emma Lawrence, hello to you.
Dan Ganona, it is great to see you.
I don't think you're going to enjoy the next 5 minutes, Em. if everyone wants to look at Emma's Instagram.
What a plug.
You've put a post here, a story. So it starts here, life on the road. And it's a picture of your makeup gear and all that. And then it goes into, so that's there on, that's on your passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Then we go to, you pan across. Here's what I see. 2 Macca's cups in the side door. I can count 1, 2, 3 coffee cups. A salad bowl that's, it's empty, mm-hmm, but it's filthy. Another Macca's cup. 1, 2, 3 containers of something else. I can see Macca's pay. It's a good ad for Macca's, to
be
honest.
We're sponsored by Macca's, so I essentially...
Don't yell at us, Emma. Okay. Don't yell at us.
This is an intervention, Emma.
And then it pans across. You've got all the... I mean, it keeps going. Emma, and then 4 juice/coffee/soft drink cups in the driver's side door. Now, what's concerning, Emma, mm-hmm, is not that you... There are piggish tendencies here that some of us have had here. No, some of us... my car has never been... it's been messy. But I've never showed it off. The concern is, Emma, you seem rather proud of this.
No, I'm comfortable with my shortcomings.
Mate.
And you look like a grub.
But that's okay. That's part of who I am. And if you don't appreciate me for who I am, then maybe we shouldn't be friends.
Oh, mate.
Wow.
That's not well. No,
why are you showing it off? I don't get this, the pride here. And then, I didn't see it. You're actually at a Macca's car park where you did that. Yes. So you actually pulled over.
You know what? That's only been from a few days as well.
Oh, my God.
How many days?
I cleaned it on Friday. I went to an engagement party on Friday and cleaned it, and the floor was clean.
But if you're going to Macca's,
I would get two sparkling waters and coffees from Macca's daily on the road.
Right.
So that's probably.
But what I'm saying is you're at Macca's all the time. Fine. That's fine, but the beauty of the Macca's is the garbage bin as you drive out. Yeah.
Generally, I would go through drive-through. No, the bin's not right as you drive. You have to get out of the car.
Oh, the poor little dear. Anyway, I like that you've come on the front foot here. You knew you were going to cop a pasting.
I wasn't expecting
that. What are some of the DMs that you've copped as a result of this? You have 12,800 followers. I'm sure many have had their about this disgusting display of filth.
Actually, some of my colleagues mentioned the fact that it's probably not the best advertisement for any potential suitors out there.
But you don't want to date at the moment because you're concentrating.
No,
on
I'm
yourself.
Just doing me.
It's your boss. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Oh, wow. Who is this girl, Benji? What have we
I don't
created?
Mind it.
What have we created?
I'm
here?
Just doing me.
This isn't the Channel 9 effect on you.
Yeah, I think so.
Next, you'll have your teeth done.
Oh. John and Freddie have. So why
not? Look, there were not many positive comments. Let's just say that.
It doesn't seem to have affected you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. Have you cleaned up this debacle?
Yep, I got two IGA bags full of the coffee cups and the Macca's cups, so I put those in the bin. So there's only just a few tiny little things left on the floor, plus my makeup bag on the seat.
But even everything, like your steering wheel looks filthy.
Yeah.
Look,
your gearbox looks messy. Your radio needs a good clean. Jesus, Emma. I mean, you're representing Triple M as well.
Representing McDonald's, our sponsors.
Yeah, but anyway, you know what? You just do you because we're not here to...
All right, leave her alone now.
I agree. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
No, she's defending herself very well.
Yeah, nowhere with it.
Yeah. It's a impressive defence.
Well done. You ready for Magic Round next week?
Well done. All right.
And you love Magic
Round. You know what? Actually, tomorrow morning...
Yeah.
I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
I'm going to Michael Maguire press conference at 8:30.
Yeah.
And then I'll go straight to the car wash.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'll send you a video to prove it.
No.
You don't have to prove it.
No. Nah.
We believe you.
I want to do it for myself. I'm doing it for myself.
Are you going to do the mini detail?
Sure.
Well, it's one thing to get the car washed on the outside, but your inside's the problem. And it'd have that Macca smell about it too, which, you know, nothing wrong with it. But
have you got a sponsor car?
No, but if anyone would like to give me one,
Bob wants you to go anywhere. Me and you one of their cars.
I'll promise I'll keep it clean.
Nice anyway, it's a strong defence, Emma.
You're killing it.
Triple M rocking the footy here, and we do it for Macca's and Ream Hot Water and Prime Time for SwiftX. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today. No Tommy Hackett. Where is he?
Oh, he's
come
sick,
on,
mate.
Charlie.
He's sick.
Charlie, this is not a great start to the week. So we'll get our Ladbrokes odds shortly. There's a lot of political markets on there, Benji, for those that may be interested in that that avenue. Have you noticed...
Elbow any chance?
And what about... Okay, here's... Now, something Emma doesn't do. And if this does... Now, we've taken the piss for the last 5 minutes, but if you start doing this, this is going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The asking a question with the camera on you.
Oh, Danny Widler style.
Now, this is... he pulls it off, but he's asking normal questions.
Yep.
It's the politicians, right? It's the political, the Peter Mann Onslens of this world and the people at Sky, and every network does it. They ask the gotcha question. Right? They did it today again to Albo. They tried to do it to ScoMo, where the camera's on them and they get a nice little bit of shining light shone on them. And that's now, if you're a political reporter and you're not doing that, you're not doing your job properly.
Yeah, they all do that, don't they?
That's right.
They have the two camera crews, one on the back on the reverse angle on the journo.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't want to see this happen to you.
Oh, I won't be doing that. Don't you worry.
You won't be?
No, I promise you.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, Emma, just do your own technique. That's like my Benji show. Benji does what he wants. You do what you do.
How's your show going, Ben?
Yeah,
gangbusters, mate.
Is it?
No.
It's going all right.
Casual, mate. Yeah.
It's going all right. Who were your guests last week?
We had Ben Hunt and Jai Arrow.
Ben Hunt's going good, isn't he?
What do I do?
Yeah, this week we got Jerome Luai and Dylan Brown.
There you go. Jeez, you're pouring through some mate. God.
Yeah, people love Benji. They respect him, you know, so he's...
No, the boys owe me favours in that.
No, they don't.
That's it. No, I didn't watch him. I tend to avoid football programming for a couple of days.
The Voice is on Mondays anyway.
Just to get away from it for a couple of days. Don't you feel you need to do that just to...
I don't have a day off to take a break.
The poor dear. All right. maybe that's why you haven't got time to clean your car. What is this? Wayne Bennett and the Broncos chasing David Fifita. This is a story. Now, Em, actually, you can fill in here. What has Wayne said?
Yeah.
He said that they would certainly be interested and that he's had conversations with David Fifita, but Benji knows better than anyone. Wayne knows how to play the game. He'll be able to get a headline and potentially that will assist Fifita's cause with the Titans, but it would be unlikely. They'd be chasing their spine plays first. It sounds like they're going after... They're going to secure a Munster first, hopefully. You don't imagine Fifita would be right at the top of their list. And if so, they wouldn't be able to pay 1.2 for him. If anything, if the Titans feel like they're not getting their value, maybe they would say, hey, here's 400, and then Wayne pays, say, 800 for Fifita.
I understand that, but when's he up? Next year? In the next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Because my,
so he can start talking to clubs November 1, but technically... Correct.
Well, you can't talk now. You just can't make any offers or talk money.
Which we all know is...
Yeah, I know, but that's the
rule. I know that's the rule, but that is, you know, it's absurd.
It's also, it's such a grey area, really.
Yeah, well, right. we just don't get it right. But
so why are people blowing up about this, about Wayne?
Well, because Fifita has reached out to Wayne for advice to talk about how to get better.
Yep.
And then now there's a chance that they might make a play for him. And he's still there with the Titans. That's why people are blowing up.
So hang on. Fifita reached out
to Bennett. He reached out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, what's Bennett done wrong?
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
But he can, and then it came out too that, but then Wayne was saying, well, I do that with a number of players. I still chat to Reno sometimes, you know, about what he can improve on.
Yeah. Don't you chat to him every day, Benji?
Every day. Yeah. I spoke to him today, actually.
That's his dad.
And what are you, like, what's the theme of the chat? You're obviously not talking improving your football, so what's...
No, we just talk about...
life stuff.
Well, he always asks how's the family and stuff, and he knew I was moving house, so he just wanted to check in. But no, he just, I know, he likes talking footy. He actually, I think he misses maybe coaching a little bit, so he comes to me to talk footy, and he knows I'll just listen and wake up when he finishes.
All right. Here's Gordon Allen.
Who's got,
Gordon Tallis talking about the Dolphins and Fifita and a Bennett combination, the potential of that.
Oh, I think he's entitled to it, but it's a bit desperate from, I think, Redcliffe. Like, when you look at the signings, what they got, and when you go up in Brisbane, like, there's a lot of talk about Redcliffe. Well, they're going after Cameron Munster. He's got 1 year to go. They're going after Walsh. He's got a year to go. And now David Fifita. All these guys are contracted, you know, for next year. So hopefully they're not getting too desperate. I wouldn't like it. I'm a Gold Coast ambassador. I don't think Dave's playing that bad. And if Wayne thinks that he can fix him, honestly, I played in the same position. He never told me once how to play back row. So unless he's learnt how to tell a back row how to play. No, don't laugh, mate, I'm serious.
So as we were laughing, they were laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point with Wayne, it's getting a head right, isn't it? Isn't that what he mightn't be about the technicalities of...
Well, Gordon's not wrong. Like, Wayne's not the most technical coach in the world, but...
He played fullback and wing.
So yeah, but you know what his strengths are.
He's a man manager. He's a mentor.
And a lot of the kids now who come through, right, they know how to play footy in their positions. And Wayne gets other people to do that job that he can't do anyway, to coach the positional stuff. But I've never seen anyone better than making you turn up on game day confident, knowing your role, and believing in yourself that you're the best player on the field.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah. I saw him when, obviously, I played under him, but even when I was ambassador for the Dragons, and the Dragons were down 8-6, I think, to the Roosters at halftime, he didn't have to say too much. He just sort of said, boys, when are the Dragons going to come out and play, you know? And then they went out and they blitzed him in the second half in that grand final, even though Brett Morris, you know, had his foot on the line out here, which turned the game a little bit. But that's what Wayne does. He doesn't complicate things. Yeah, that's what you pay to do, Benji. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Luke Garner signs with Penrith for next year to replace Viliami Kickout. What's going on at your mob, Em? That he's actually done some really nice things for your mob, Benji.
Yeah.
He's done some really nice things for the Tigers the last few weeks, slotting into the centres. Mm.
But as if he wouldn't take an opportunity to go to a powerhouse.
I'm saying, what are the Tigers doing allowing him
I don't think he's a priority there. That's why. He's a back rower who's playing centre at the moment and was in and out of... He's 18th man a couple of weeks ago. Someone got injured in his centre. He's a back rower.
I get that.
And he hasn't had an opportunity to play back row. So for him...
Well, hang on. They're going to lose Leilua. They're going to lose Tuolangi.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to play back, right?
Yeah, I know. But if you're not feeling the love, then, you know, maybe you want to make a change. And he probably hasn't been.
I'm saying if you get a chance to sign with Penrith...
Oh, 100%.
The money's comparable.
Done,
yeah, it's done.
Yeah, but he took less money.
He did. And Ivan actually spoke today about him, what he liked about Garner. And he said, when I went there... You know, he was a part-timer. He was mowing lawns, and he had to fight his way to get a contract. And he said, I like that. He fought for it, and he wasn't just gifted everything on a platter. So Ivan's a big fan. And, yeah, I think it says a lot that he's taken less money to go there.
Mm, all right. And we'll preview the round shortly. But, Wendell, are you of the believer that the comp is a race in two? Penrith Melbourne?
At the moment it is, yeah, of course. But, like, it's such a long season.
That's it.
We got Origin and people going, oh, mate, you know, these two will be the grand finalists. But, you know, when you come to that Origin series, mate, both those clubs, Penrith and Melbourne Storm, They're going to dominate the, you know, the Origin teams.
That's it.
Mate, injuries, burnout, you know, and at some stage, some teams are going to drop off. You can't keep this intensity for the whole year.
You look at the Melbourne bench, Benji, they're flying, they're killing teams.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at that bench, the depth could be an issue. They've only got to lose a couple of those forwards, and all of a sudden, they look slightly brittle. Now, they're still going to make the top four, but we're talking premiership here. So, racing two, we're premature, aren't we?
Oh, it's always premature, though. Like, it was a racing two last year, too, between Melbourne and Penrith, and they ended up playing each other on that side of the draw.
That's it.
In the prelim, you know. So, obviously, at the moment, they're the two best teams in the competition.
Yep.
That's pretty clear to see. You know, Penrith have won every game, and Melbourne have lost one game. And off the last 2 weeks, what have they scored? 120-odd points. You know, so on the day, if you can get it right, all I know of those two teams is they're not going to beat themselves.
And what swung in that final, too? Don't forget, Melbourne were travelling well. It was an afternoon game at Suncorp Stadium. Penrith weren't, they weren't attacking that well, but they're defending very well. And then Brandon Smith and Christian Welsh gets injured, and that just changes the rotation.
That's it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to, and have the round nine preview on the other side of this. Can you two behave yourselves? Triple M, this is the... Just kicking each other's chairs, please. Professionalism.
Naughty corner.
Rocking the footy live from a core stadium.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
About 15 minutes away, South and Brisbane to open round nine of the NRL Telstra Premiership. We do it here for SwiftX. NRL primetime. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX.com. To kick off your crypto journey today. Benji Marshall, Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane, Emma Lawrence as well. Let's look ahead to the games. Canberra versus Canterbury. This is a fascinating 6 p.m. game. Maroon will be here with the call with you, Dell, and also Gerd. So that's tomorrow, 6 p.m. here on Triple M Footy. Benji, that's a big chance for the Dogs.
Well, yeah, they'll give themselves a hope, I reckon. You know, it's one of the games they probably think that they can win, and off the back of last week, they might have a little bit of confidence. And, you know, it was great, though. I thought the emotion to see how they displayed, especially the coach after the game, was refreshing. And to see how much it meant to them, you know, obviously only two wins this season, but they didn't get that many last year either, so they're hard to come by, and they'll fancy themselves as
well. And that was your brother and co had a deserved win. That would have been a travesty because some of those Roosters tries.
But what about the end?
Yeah.
Joseph Manu,
Miller
Suwali,
yeah.
And I don't know who made the covering tackle. Was it Burden? Just got his like leg over the sideline. Like, crazy thing.
The Dogs haven't gone back-to-back since 2019.
Wow, good stat, Em.
Okay. That just pours cold. There's Dogs fans thinking they're a chance, and you've just killed them.
No, I'm saying this is the chance that they're going to...
Well, Adam Elliott's at 9 again. Did you notice that? It's only for 20 minutes, but...
crazy, mate. He's such a good edge player.
Yeah, but they're trying to fill a gap.
Croker's back.
That's right. Croker's back. Mm-hmm. First time this year.
Great to see.
He's got 9 games to get to 300. So
yeah, I heard him say, let's just get to 292 first, then we'll worry about 300.
Yes, yes. That's a pretty damn good recovery. He had, was it stem cell surgery?
Yeah.
His knee, that I think there was a Roosters player that had it. Might have been Corker.
Boyd had it, yeah. Boyd and Trent Hodkinson had it, I believe.
Did it work for Hodkinson?
Perhaps not.
Okay, yeah, no, because it's quite experimental.
I don't know if that was the one that he had right before he retired.
It's not the preferred method.
And apparently, I had my producer
talking all
right. Year, though, so
you're right.
Newcastle are chasing Adam Elliott and his partner, Millie Boyle. The Raiders are going to offer a package deal. Millie Boyle, stay Adam, and we'll offer Millie Boyle a... marquee spot as well.
There are two new teams coming into the women's competition next year, and the teams that are the front runners, the Raiders and the Cowboys. So it looks like Canberra will get a side.
Okay.
And then they'll be able to have two marquee signings who are full-time athletes. So you'd be silly not to chase Millie.
Yeah, because Millie Ball, she's from Bega, South Coast region. Her and Kezia Apps and obviously the big fella, Adam Allen, they all grew up together.
Great. So what is it, eight teams next year?
Eight teams next year.
And when does it go to 10?
The following year.
That's too quick, Em.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Come on, Emma.
Come on, defend the NRLW.
What's going on there?
I'm saying any code that goes that quickly, AFLW did it and they're sort of catching up now.
I think...
the code's flying.
If they have more players being professional...
Mm-hmm.
So the standard, the competition that just went, the standard significantly improved
best
from the last time they played because they trained a lot more. You had some girls coming across from sevens who have been professional. The more professional they are, the more they train, because some of them are still, they're working all day long and they're coming. So some of them, they're not training like professional athletes yet. So the closer they get to that point, so the more you have being professional. So it'll be two next year.
Yeah.
If you can start to get a couple more across from other sports as well. Maybe it's not too, and even the Harvey Norman women's competition, that's improving as well. So,
who are the next two? So, if Canberra and Newcastle are the
also, the Sharks have put in a bid.
Yep.
South?
Yeah, South want Penrith want to come in 2024.
Right.
As well. So,
okay.
It just depends. Yeah. But the
well, it's a good sign they're all climbing over each other to get in.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not going to be a Sydney team for next year.
Okay.
No. Okay. Well, we've got enough of those for now, haven't we? And interesting that we lost the New Zealand team and we haven't gone back there. Obviously, we can't. I mean, but
then that's the chance too. If the Warriors want to come back into the competition, that's a possibility.
Penrith Parramatta is the late game tomorrow night. Dell, hang on, I better read this. Oh. This is from Pete Bedell from the Courier Mail. Exclusive. Kieran Foran set to quit Manly as Titans make a play for the veteran playmaker to bolster their struggling spine. Can you just click on that, Charlie? I assume that's for next year. Yeah, it's for next season. Okay. What do you think of that, Ben? As a player who went to a club as a significant veteran, what do you make of that?
I think they need experience, for sure. Like, I think it'll be a great addition to them. And at the moment, like, they probably need someone of his experience when it comes to shutting out games because they play in patches. And if it is true, well, I think he'll be a welcome addition there for sure.
And would sort of rubber stamp the Josh Schuster has to play six situation as well.
All right. His quality.
So that one just dropped on the Courier Mail website. Can you see Parramatta giving Penrith a test, Dell?
No, I can't, but they've got to bounce back after last week. That was embarrassing by Parramatta. You know, Dylan Brown's back. I think we go for 22, I think, in a row, aren't they, at home?
At home, yep.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's like the Broncos back in the day.
I think they even pipped, they pipped at that old place, QE2.
ANZ Stadium, Mount Gravatt.
So the next one is St George had 30 in a row at Hogra. That's back in the...
Yeah.
Johnny Raper days.
Yeah. Mate, we used to have a horse called Buck. I think the RSPCA one day.
Killed him a few times.
Yeah, we killed him a few times.
It was always a slightly different looking Buck the next week.
Yeah, it was.
Penrith easy, Benj, or close?
I think it'd be close. Battle of the West, they'll turn up. I think last time they played in that trial was pretty feisty. I know it's obviously a round game now, but... Mm. Penrith will be hard to beat, but I think Parra will give it a crack.
Manly West's Tigers.
And I just on the Penrith Parra game, give a rap to Brad Arthur, who today spoke about the criticism of his son Jake and just handled himself so well. He didn't bite back and make a massive deal of it, but he didn't shut us down and say, oh no, we just want to talk about the footy. He was honest.
Yeah.
He addressed it. He was mature. And just Brad Arthur gets it. He's always, so great to deal
with. Spoken like a true journo.
Well...
Oh,
what's
sorry.
Wrong with that?
No, she's right. He said, Jacob deserved no criticism. Brad deserved criticism. Mate, if you were going to criticize, it was the coach because it was his call.
But really,
I actually thought he played all right.
But like, what
he was
else?
One of their better players.
Well, they had no outside backs. What?
The only argument you can make is say if you put. Oh, I get that. And you're right. Is Ryan Madison?
Yeah, but the argument before is they did it the week before and beat Newcastle.
Exactly. Hey, I'm not arguing.
You put arguments forward. I'm just putting one back.
I'm just suggesting.
Yeah, so if they, no one mentioned the decision when they won.
Exactly.
But if the kid's name was Jacob Smith, no one would say boo. They'd say, geez, why'd you move Dylan Brown for? It'd be a discussion, but it wouldn't be anything it was.
Some people, seriously.
All right. Manly Tigers, give us a tip. You can't.
Emma.
Bench.
Emma,
But okay.
Manly.
I'll get Manly.
All three Trebojevic brothers playing in that game will be on air.
Tigers.
they're playing better football, Benj.
Roosters Titans. This is not a gimme here for the Roosters. It's in Mackay. They're both struggling, these sides.
They are. Yeah, I think the Roosters are probably a little bit struggling a little bit more than they probably want at the moment. And they, themselves admitted that their halves haven't been combining the way, or their spine haven't been combining the way that they wanted to. And I reckon they might change that this week. the great Cooper Cronk's there and had a few things in mind, so I reckon they might change
that. Yeah, but their forwards haven't been dominant either. That's when they lay that platform, and they usually their outside five are going really well, but, you know, they're struggling a bit at the moment. Confidence.
So you give the Titans a hope?
No. Titans are ordinary, so I'm going the Roosters.
North Queensland, Newcastle.
Newcastle playing too good. Mate, Newcastle's football is really good. I know Benji's a big fan of Toddy Payton. And,
Newcastle's football window.
Like sorry. North Queensland Cowboys,
I thought you'd gone off the
twist. Yeah, I went Dreamworld then. No, the Cowboys, the way they're playing, they beat Parramatta.
Although this is the most straight-faced, smart-ass comment I've ever... Newcastle's playing great.
Yeah, no, Newcastle, they're ordinary at the moment.
All right. Next game, Melbourne Dragons. 21.5 is the start. Can the Dragons cover that start?
I think they can cover the start, yeah. For sure. I think there's been improvements from the Dragons. What are they, 3 in a row now?
Yes.
Going for 4, that hasn't happened ever, has it? For a while?
For a while.
Never won in Melbourne, but...
Really?
Never.
Yeah, it's a crazy stat. You know the last time... I'm sorry, I'm going to do a U. I'm actually going to correct.
Oh, no.
Okay,
when Anthony Mundine won the game at Olympic Park. They haven't won at that venue at Amy.
Okay.
1999, okay. The old toilet, always, you're going to take his side.
That's good.
The old toilet, Olympic Park.
That was a rotten stadium, though.
That was an awful ground.
It was...
and, but you're right, 16 or 17 in a row they've lost. Yeah. And the Sharks, Warriors... they're the hardest team to pick out, though, the Warriors. They're either flogged or they win.
How did they even win on the weekend? Seriously, they're down 20-12 at halftime, come back, win and field goal.
I know, because a bloke laid down, that's why.
You didn't like that, Dan?
You don't think he staged?
He did.
But for the win of the team, if he doesn't, they lose.
You know what?
90% of players would have done the same.
Yeah, and that's the problem. What Matt Lodge did is not Matt Lodge's fault.
Yep.
It's the
mate, they all do it. Every crusher tackle, everyone holds their neck.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the system.
The system. For him to get a penalty for that, you have just put it in.
You know what I like?
Ultra high definition to every player, lay down.
You know what I like? How the rules are, you can only put on or give it a penalty if it gets put on report.
Yeah.
Right. So they go and put something that probably doesn't get reported on report just to give the penalty.
And that's exactly. And that video referee panicked.
Mm.
All right, that's it. I don't know if we achieved much there, but we talked about the rest of the round. They were the Ampol keys to the round. Ampol is the fuel that gets you there. Ampol, Australia's own. We're going to take a quick break because they're not far away here at a core stadium. Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.